Bless you. The love of Christ was shown to me when I was seeking healing. Proverbs 13:17 in the Wycliffe Bible reads, "But a faithful messenger bringeth health, victory, salvation, or deliverance." I needed healing. You see, I had a random eye twitch that had been happening for quite a while, throughout my day, evening, and I had zero control over it. And it was starting to hinder my life because I work with computers most of my day, looking up, looking down, printing, coming back and forth. So this was hindering my way of life. I needed health. Well, as it would be, an opportunity was coming up in my life for me and my husband to participate in, of all things, a healing-themed weekend with teachings and fellowship, food and people. I was getting excited to attend because I told myself, you're going to go and you're going to get healing. And such person who I knew was going to be there, I knew of her, was going to be there. And I told myself, such and such a person is going to pray for you. So the weekend arrived, and it was a wonderful, fantastic time in God's Word with food, fellowship, and people. And then it was offered at the end of the weekend for prayer for anyone who needed it. So I waited my turn, and I walked up to receive my prayer from that exact individual I knew was going to pray for me. And I was healed. Now, this healing came in my life by this wonderful woman of God who talked with me. You see, she gave me her full attention. She was focused on me. There was others around us getting prayed for at the same time. But she asked me questions about my life and what had been going on. She also shared of her own life after she heard mine. And then, critically, she helped me see, as we talked, that there was an unresolved issue with a person in my life, very close to me, that I needed to forgive and let go. She even took a Kleenex, as I was crying by this point, and hugging her. I hadn't been prayed for yet, hugging her, and she took the tissue from me and said, "Now, that's your forgiveness. You've forgiven them. It's gone away." So I was stunned at her wisdom, but I saw as she was ministering for my physical health, she was also ministering to my heart. As she continued with the prayer, I felt instantly I was healed, because during this event, I was still having random eye twitch, but that didn't deter me. This healing in my life was a direct result of this faithful messenger, this ambassador, traveling from another state, hundreds of miles away. This wonderful lady with her husband, who I don't believe I met her before, I knew of her and her life. They traveled with their own resources and used their own money to come here for this special weekend to impart their long suits to us and to pray for other fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. It was her love for God and his son Jesus Christ that she showed to me, that she poured out to me and others, this love of Christ we're hearing about. She did this to bring health, victory, and deliverance to others. And the cool thing about it was her example and the way that she prayed and ministered to me inspired me. It inspired me to love that big, and it also reminded me that I can be a faithful ambassador that Proverbs 13:17 talks about, that I can be a messenger also of God's health, victory, and salvation, or deliverance that someone else needs. We can all do and share that love of Christ that was shown to me. Thank you.